Back at the end of last year, we spoke to Baz Luhrmann, the Australian director of such over-the-top sagas as Moulin Rouge and the recent The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Given the over-the-top style of his films, we assumed his home life was just like that. But he denied it.
You have such a theatrical imagination. I just imagine you growing up with a traveling circus, at the very least, the daughter of a ballerina.
I grew up in a very isolated, tiny town, and no one ever wins the bet when they say their town was smaller than mine, because it was 11 houses. It was very isolated. But I was always doing pretty much what I'm doing now, which is imagining, creating, telling stories, stuff like that.
And did your parents encourage you in this?
Fantastically so. My father was so intense. He was in the Vietnam War. And, I mean, we had to learn to paint and ballroom dance and do commando training. We were the sort of Renaissance.
Wait a minute. So he was like, I'm going to send you out in the wilderness with nothing but a knife and a beautiful chiffon gown, and I want you to get back alive? Was it like that?
No. In truth, and this is the truth, he did take myself, my two other brothers, he did dump us in the wilderness with not even a knife, just a rope. Right, and on the way back, I found the chiffon gown. But, you know, he really did send us out into the wilderness, absolutely. And you know what?
What?
We were terrified. And when we got back, we found out, of course, he secretly followed us. But he used to do it on a regular basis, actually.
I have to ask, how do you think this has affected your art?
Well, it's made me realize that you have to follow your own course, that it's going to be scary, that you have to be well-prepared, well-trained, and hopefully there's someone looking after you.
So what you're basically...
See, I would get a much more literal lesson from that.
Like?
Lesson, my takeaway from that would be, sometimes Dad abandons me in the wilderness.
But at least I have this rope.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as a given...
You've seen my movies, right? I try and explain it in the film. Surely it's clear.
So your last movie was The Great Gatsby, which...
Yes, you can blame me. Yes.
No, it was amazing. It was great. And it's so incredibly lavish and huge in every way. It looked like it must have been a real joy to shoot.
No, it was not. The thing about it is, it ultimately comes down to a very simple drama of a few people in a room. But the big thing was, I had to create all of Long Island... sunny Long Island in Australia, and it did nothing but rain every single day. So I had the world's best cast in the world's worst situation.
So you went to Australia and you built Long Island in Australia.
Well, Gatsby's mansion is in fact my old high school.
No, is it really?
Yes, it is, with a bit of CG.
So that must have been, I mean, I've heard of people going back to their high school proms to show how successful they are. But, or rather I should say high school reunions, but you actually went back to your high school and used it as a movie set. Did that give you a... Were you popular in high school?
I don't know. It's being hit on the head with a clump of dirt continually and being jeered at popular. I wasn't really, no.
So, I mean,
I don't understand
why
you need a high school that big for a town with 11 houses.
Well, I ran away and then found my mother and she put me in that big school.
Oh, I see.
Well, now, did the people hitting you at clumps of dirt realize you had commando training?
Our usual fantasy, if we're not happy in high school, is I'm going to come back someday, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to show everybody.
That's exactly, I think, what happened.
Did you ever say to yourself when you were having clumps of dirt thrown at your head in high school, someday I'm going to come back here and use the gutted shell of this building as a set for my $200 million movie with the biggest movie star in the world?
I had something like that in mind, yes.
Did you really? Baz Luhrmann, we are so delighted to talk to you, and now it is time to play a game that we're calling...
Guten Tag, mate.
So you're from Australia?
Guten Tag, mate.
Yeah.
Mate. Very good.
That was
Mike.
Good.
Yeah, das is good, Australian.
Yeah. Well, you're from Australia, where people are rugged and tough and independent. We're from America, where people are dumb, and mix up Australia and Austria. Well, we're going to ask you three questions about that other country, Austria. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their voicemail. Carl, who is director Baz Luhrmann playing for?
Baz is playing for Aya Bowman of Mesa, Arizona.
You ready to play?
Sorry, Aya. I can tell you now the chances are very slim. I'll do my best.
All right. With that out of the way, let's go. Here's your first question. So there's this town in Austria, and it's pretty well known because its name is Fuching, which is pronounced that way, but spelled... like a word in English that's pronounced not quite that way, if you get my drift. So they're getting very tired of having all their signs stolen and people coming and laughing and pointing at the signs. So they tried to change their name. But there was a problem, and they couldn't do it. What was the problem? A, they tried to change it to Fuging Austria, but that name was taken. B, they tried changing it to Making Sweet, Sweet Love Austria, but the signs still got stolen. Or C, the mayor vetoed the plan on the grounds that he really liked being called the Fuking Mayor. It's A, Fuging. You're right. That's what happened. It turns out there's another town in Austria called Fuging.
Yes, there is. Fuging.
All right. That's good. You got one right. So they've got McDonald's in Austria, of course, just like everywhere. Well, a few years back, McDonald's Austria showed a controversial ad. Was it which of these? A, a somber 90-second black and white short film called simply Grimace's Funeral. B, a beautiful full-color photo running in magazines of a baby appearing to breastfeed from a sesame seed bun. Or C, a TV spot with a slogan, translated from the German, don't worry about the name, McDonald's, no actual Irish here.
No, it's B.
It's B, the sesame seed bun being the baby breastfeeding from the sesame seed bun.
I think so.
You're right. You're doing very well. Last question. Austria is a great place to visit, and tourists can enjoy which of these unique attractions? A, a trip to the centuries-old Starkenberger Brewery, where you can literally go swimming in a pool of beer. B, the world-famous Uder's Schnitzelhaus, where you can get a Stop Schnitzing t-shirt. Or C, the Vienna sausage restaurant, where the waiters remove that gross goo for you from the can.
It's B.
It's B. It's the Stop Schnitzing t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was actually the brewery where you can swim in the beer.
For
those of you who have that dream. Carl, how did Baz Luhrmann do on our show?
Well, he had two correct answers, Peter. That's enough to win.
You won! You don't need to feel bad. Baz Luhrmann's latest movie is The Great Gatsby. His new album, which you can get, he produced it, is called Yellow Cocktail Music, The Great Gatsby Jazz Recordings. The movie is The Great Gatsby, and our guest, Baz Luhrmann. Thank you so much for being with us. It was really fun to have you.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at LumberLiquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Carbonite, providing secure backup and recovery for businesses and homes. Since 2005, Carbonite has backed up more than 500 billion files, from email services to family photos. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Jeanette Harris, Third Circuit Courts of Appeals. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Listel Archick at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walter over at Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White and Gary Yak. Our CFO is Andy Yen. Our production coordinator is Mr. Robert Sodapants Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog, and the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to all of our guests, Mr. Bill Curtis, our panelists, and of course our scorekeeper emeritus, Mr. Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.